There's a list of us, see? They call it the Red List. You know how it is. Everyone thinks their boss is a shit. Even the good ones are rubbish. But at Torchwood, well, the bad ones are really bad. Hence the Red List. Not a blacklist. No, the Red List. That's for the leaders who kill their teams. The Red List is quite long. Worst thing is, I don't even make the top of it. I killed them all. My name is Alex Hopkins, and on the very last day of the 20th century, everything changed.
Tell your fortune, sir.
Not now, thanks. Bit busy.
There are no aliens here.
I'm sorry.
Look around you, Alex Hopkins. It's an innocent fun fair, unless you'd like to shoot at the ducks. You like guns, don't you?
Who are you?
This is the form that suits me today. I chose it because it goes with my dress. Now, shall I read your cards?
No. No, thank you. I've heard about you. What you are.
Really? Pity. This card is quite interesting. And this one. And this one. Would you like to see them?
No.
Shame. Please, help me. I would like to go home.
You know we can't do that for you. We repatriate who we can.
Because I no longer have a home. You think there's nowhere for me to go?
Those are the rules.
Alex Hopkins, always following the rules. Very well, then. I'll stay. There's much to see here, and I do like to watch. Never married?
No.
No children?
No. Why are you asking?
And your parents? Wait. Marjorie, 75. In remission. For another 3 months.
What?
Tell her to book a doctor's appointment. And I have another gift for you.
What is this?
A piece of jewellery. A silver locket. Perhaps not quite your style, but still. Keep it.
Why? I don't...
You've recently received an offer, haven't you? To do some, forgive me, freelance consulting? Is that right?
To spy. To spy on Torchwood. For something called the committee. I don't really know who they are. It doesn't matter. I said no.
You clearly know nothing about Torchwood's history.
Why should I? I'm the head of Torchwood Cardiff. London doesn't care about us. We're a joke. We're the dumping ground for the awkward, the broken, the weird.
I like weird.
Oh, I bet you do.
The committee. Ah.
They're a problem that has been around Torchwood since its very beginning and will be at its very end.
What?
Oh, you heard. Jeremiah.
Eh?
Private joke. Punchline's a long time in coming.
Doesn't matter. The committee. They're waking up. They're coming. They're going to change the future. Look closely at the people around you. Your team. How many of them already work for the committee? I can tell you.
None of them. I trust them. They're like family.
Okay, then. I'm sure you're right.
Paranoia won't work on me. We've had all the training in the world against that kind of thing. That's your problem. You're a bit obvious.
Maybe you're right. But I've planted a seed, haven't I? You'll never look at any of them in the same way again. You'll wonder, who can you trust?
Nah. If it's any of them, it'd be Jack. But even so...
No, it's not Jack.
Then who? Never mind. Never mind. I was out hunting a spider form. Can't even enjoy my New Year's Eve, bloody Torchwood.
Of course. Enjoy the trinket. If you want to know, who you can trust and what's coming, open it. Break the rules.
I'm good, thanks. Anyway, I'll be off. See you around.
No, you won't. Happy New Year!
I couldn't help it. I just couldn't. I dealt with the spider form, saved Newport, and got back to the hub with an hour to spare.
Plenty of time to set up for the party. A little too much time. You know, when you're laying out the sausage rolls and putting the bubbly on ice and you're thinking, well, I wonder if anyone's going to come. What else is there to do? And then suddenly, you're finished. And there's 20 minutes to spare. And you just don't want to check your emails or catch up on paperwork. So I wondered, what if that little girl was right? What if one of my team... Well, I was going to check, just to prove her wrong. The locket. I couldn't see how it could help. I mean, really, how could it destroy the committee? How could it tell me who I could trust? What was going to happen? I opened the locket. And I saw it all. What was to come? The invasions, the deals government had done with the committee, with the 456. The way it all got sick and out of hand. I saw the terrible things Jack had done, the worst things he would do. A world where we sacrificed children, where no one could die, and where we were all wiped out and replaced by something new, a nightmare. And the killing. The killing never stopped. I opened the locket and I joined the Red List. My team turned up. I poured them drinks. They were party hats. We talked about our Christmases, about the times they'd spent with friends, family, our hopes for the next year, about how the Millennium Bug really had turned out to be a giant insect. And Jack. Jack had dropped a truck on it. Oh, Jack. If only he'd been there to take all the bullets. Because I had so many.
Why,
I killed them. I killed my whole team. Because I had to spare them. At first they thought the gun in my hands was a game, a prank. Tasteless, stupid. And then they were dead. The last one, Ariana. She had time to plead. And I had time to tell her how sorry I was. I knew what was coming. I had to spare them. I opened the locket. I saw what was to come. And I wanted to stop time. My name is Alex Hopkins. And I am on the Red List.